Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I don't think we have any idea where the Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum will take us. There's still a lot of concern about how they could backfire on us, costing markets, pushing up the cost of cars and tractors, everything steel. However, boosting the cost of a $30,000 car by $150 doesn't sound like a big deal to me. On the other hand, the ag industry knows that retaliation by some of our best customers could be devastating. Fortunately, President Trump has announced exemptions for Canada and Mexico while negotiations on NAFTA continue. This does serve as additional pressure on countries to make some concessions in the negotiations. Other allies like Europe and Japan might be able to avoid the tariffs if they can satisfy the president. The whole process is in an unpredictable state of flux. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, rural members of Congress, and the whole ag industry are working day and night to avoid a trade war. With all of this going on, we cannot ignore the Pacific Rim Trade Pact, which, after it was negotiated during the Obama administration, President Trump said it was terrible and pulled the United States out of the deal. It would have been great for the ag industry. And now we need to make a favorable trade deal with those countries individually. President Trump did say that the United States would consider joining the pact with some appropriate improvements. The uncertainty surrounding trade is off the chart. That's enough on trade. Turn to North Korea. President Trump's abrupt, out of the blue decision to meet one-on-one with Kim Jong-un shocked the establishment press and politicians around the world. Many feel it's a stupid, risky idea. North Korea will not be willing to demilitarize, and our president will come home humiliated. The United States will look weak and foolish. Although that might be the outcome, I believe that the meeting is worth the risk. Kim Jong-un desperately wants a face-to-face meeting with President Trump. His father was denied that meeting with President Clinton. And also, the rocket man may be afraid of the United States military action. And I credit our president for having the courage to accept the risk. Stay tuned, and I am John Block from Washington.